You're listening to the Sky Lifestyles Coaching Series, helping men all around the world to attract and connect with women on level few men will ever experience. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.
You know, I'm meeting a girl, often in my case, it's not possible to follow up on that occasion, so I meet her later, like, you know, later that week or whatever. And I don't want it to be like a date, if you know what I mean. And sometimes it works because I really don't treat it like a date, but sometimes it doesn't work, or at least the girl feels like it's a date, and then she feels she has to act a certain way and stuff like that. And that's no good for anybody, actually. So I'm not sure how can I really totally avoid that.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with just meeting a chick and getting to know her, and if you guys want to see each other again, just going and doing something together and just to go out and have fun and get to know each other?
It's not wrong. It's totally fine. It's basically what I'm doing. Like, I'll give an example. That's basically what I'm doing. But like, I'm meeting a girl, I'm meeting her the second time, and you know, we're doing all sorts of stuff. Suddenly she likes, I don't know. It's like, it's an interrupt. I don't know how to describe. Like, in the middle of, you know, in the middle of action, like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's the second date, you know, and yeah. What second date? Nobody even, the word date hasn't even been mentioned up to that point. But like, she feels it, and you know, that's her experience, and that's too bad. So, you know what I mean? So I'm like, how do I avoid it? It's not good for him.
What is your question? I mean, are you feeling that the girl's putting a lot of pressure on the situation?
Not really. It's not just a lot of pressure, but she's like, I think that if a girl's like, if she thinks like in the context of a date or something like that, so she, you know, there are social rules, or I don't know what to call them, which she applies to the situation. And it's like, even if it's not, you know, nobody mentioned a date, and it's not like, I don't think it's a date and whatever. It's just like meeting up and knowing each other or something like that. But suddenly it crops up like in an unexpected moment. Like I say, in the middle of action, the girl suddenly, oh, I can't believe I'm doing it. It's like the second date. What am I doing? Blah, blah, blah. and you know. And that's no good, you know.
Let me ask you this. What is your reply when a girl will say that?
That's a good question. I don't have like a fixed reply. What did I say when she told me that? I don't remember. I probably said like something like, I don't think I said it's like it's not a date or something like that. But I said like, what difference does it make? What's the matter anyway? And like, you know, yeah, I just like, I didn't ignore what she said, but I, you know, just like smoothed it over, and it was okay. But still, that was what she felt, and that's too bad, because it's like, for her, obviously, it makes her, she thinks about it, so it means she's uncomfortable in one way or another, at least at that particular moment, and that's too bad.
Well, I mean, depending on, you know, the culture, and depending on how she was really brought up, you know, a lot of girls will think that going out with a guy for the first time is a date, but it's your job to let her know that it's really not. It's just, you know, look, who said anything about a date? You know, I'm just here to have a good time. You know, we've met, you know, we've obviously got there's something here, so let's just get to know each other. Let's have fun. Why put any pressure on it? Why put any standards or names or classifications on it?
So you think you really should like make a point of saying it's not a date, like you say, like you say, but it's like, isn't it a bit making a point over, you know, it's a definition, why do I care, as she calls it?
Yeah, I mean, who cares? I mean, I think I think really what it boils down to, dude, is you just being comfortable in the situation. You know, a girl is going to react to the way you're acting.
Yeah.
say the way you're acting, that doesn't mean what you're saying. That means the energy that you're projecting, the, you know, the vibe that you're putting off, you know, a girl's really going to react to that. So if you're putting off some really awkward or uneasy, you know, thing, then she's going to come back and react that way. So, you know, I would probably spend a little bit more time working on just really developing a really strong core confidence and comfort within yourself and in every situation, and see how that changes things.
Okay, but I, first of all, of course, I agree that that of course totally is true. But can it, I think it can also happen sometimes just because, like that's what the girl thinks. It's like it, she has the somehow these rules embedded in her mind at some point of her life, and then it
yeah,
like pops
mean,
up. It's not like it was
are,
an uncomfortable moment.
Right, right. But whatever rules are in her mind, do you know how many girls I've been with that said they were saving themselves until marriage, but yet still had sex with me?
Yeah, well, that's just such a stupid rule. How could anyone?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's still something that, you know, it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of rules. Or, but the thing is when a girl gets with me, she feels so comfortable with me that it allows her to open up and express herself and want to break those rules and want to do what she wants to do rather than abiding by the rules and being the little perfect Miss Angel, which everybody has always told her to be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But again, that starts with you, dude.
Yeah, of course. So really, actually, and you know, on that same issue, how do you like, you know, how do you create like the, I don't know how to call it, but it's not like, I don't mean things must go fast or something like that, but I do mean like, how do you create that, obviously you have to create it in yourself first, but like the things would go really, you know, swiftly, easily, naturally. It's like, because it's not like things are not going well. They're going okay, it's fine, it's nice. But I do feel like you can do it, I don't know if it's faster is the word, but I think you know what I mean here. You know, like more smooth, more swift, I don't know what to call it.
Absolutely. I mean, you can escalate extremely quickly, but I mean, it's done on a nonverbal level. It's not anything that you're going to specifically say or specifically do. It's completely done on a nonverbal level. And that's the part that I think that you're struggling with, because you still haven't really experienced like these real true raw connection, a true attraction when you look into a woman's eyes and you both just know. You see what I'm saying? It's not necessarily anything that you can consciously or and rationally or logically do.
Yeah, I understand. I was cut off for a second, but I heard you. So it's like what you mean about it? Like it's nonverbal. Obviously, you mean like it's things that you feel in yourself, that you create in yourself. How would you like? Can you elaborate a bit on? Practically, how would you approach that?
Does anybody else on the call want to try to explain that?
Yeah, can you just repeat
yeah.
that?
Yeah, sure. Well, what I was asking is, like, how do you create a more, the vibe you put out, the atmosphere you create, which things go, you know, as smooth, as quick, as swiftly as possible? Like, that things are more naturally escalating more quickly, not because you're pushing it, but because it's really the natural thing to happen.
Just don't push it. Like, I think the biggest thing for me was just like letting go of everything. I can actually give you an example. I was Corey, I think I talked to you about this before. I was with this girl before I left for break, and she'd been my friend for about 2 years. And the last night I was in town, she wanted me to stop by and, like, hang out later. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And it was actually, I ended up finally seeing her at around 4 or 5 in the morning. And my cab was at 6, and it was just one of those things where everything just happened. And before, I'd always, like, doubted it. We'd always, like, say our friendship was at stake or whatever problem or bullshit excuse I had. But it just, like, we just didn't. She actually kept on saying, but we're such great friends. And I forget what I said, but. It just happened. So just, I mean, don't worry about it. Don't think, just be true to what you want. And it just happens. And don't worry about the, I mean, it's like Corey said, ask for forgiveness, not permission. And just go with it. I don't know if that helped.
Yeah, first of all, of course, thanks. But I'm sorry, if I can, I will ask you a follow-up question if I can do, if it's okay. Like, I mean, okay, so you're not pushing, but obviously you're, something is happening, you know what I'm saying? I perhaps, in some cases, it's her, and that's great, but it's not always the case.
Right, right.
So, like, so you want to create something without pushing. Like you say, when you say, ask for forgiveness, not for permission, so it means that you're just going with what you're feeling. So I don't know. Perhaps I'm really digging here on a point that you've reached. It's really
well,
deep.
You gotta. You
to
have to.
How do you actually do it?
Well, you have to be congruent with what you want. I mean, you can't. I mean, if I was who I was 2 years ago, it wouldn't have happened. You have to kind of. I mean, it all comes from the affirmations. In the executive coaching. Series, we had a list of movies that we watched so we could model, like, Ladies Man, or you look through Corey's pictures or whatever. I mean, you have to develop this person first, and then everything flows. So it really comes out of the core. And then after that, it just happens. It's not really a matter of creating something from scratch every new situation. It's just, I mean, you live it, and then you just let go of everything else, and just happens naturally.
Yeah.
So it's just a process, dude. And everyone's at a different place in it, and I'm still, like, learning every single day and continuing to fuck up and learn from it. So it's not something you should put too much pressure on. It's just a process.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hope that helped.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Thanks for that, dude. And that's really what it is, dude. I think at this point you're not really in a position to be going out trying to spark up things with girls. If you end up going out with a girl, cool. If something happens, cool. But I don't think that should be your focus, and I don't think you should be even asking questions about that right now. I think your primary focus needs to be really working on your internal work. And really developing the characteristics of a ladies' man.
Okay, so, like, what would you...
Then naturally, in return, things will begin happening for you. It's just where you're at right now, the mindset that you're coming from, it's almost nearly impossible to have the connections that we're talking about, which is why you're not having them.
Okay. Can't you point out to me, like, you know, tell me, you know, focus that up, sharp that up, tell me, like, what the... I understand it, of course, but, like, sharp that up and tell me, like, the points which I really need to look at, perhaps things that I'm missing, stuff like that, things which I'm not seeing in myself.
Yeah, I mean, Actually, I remember from one of the first calls you said you think, I can't remember, you said you're thinking a lot. I think what they were trying to say earlier was, what do you want to happen with that girl in that situation? Whatever it is you want to happen, if you want to just talk to her, or you want, once you're talking to her, you want to take her somewhere privately, or when you've got her somewhere privately, you want to kiss her, or you want to take her to your bed or to a hotel. What do you want to happen? And let it happen. Don't force it. Don't push it by trying to think too much. What should I do next? How do I do this? Blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? Just let it happen. Whatever you want to happen, expect it to happen. Want it to happen. And by thinking that way, your body will naturally, you'll naturally do it. You see what I mean? It's like, when you have sex, you don't really think about every single move, do you? It just happens with that person, doesn't it? It's the same sort of thing. It's just let it happen naturally. So it's more, I think, like when you're out with these girls on these dates, what do you want to happen? Because maybe you're just reacting to the girl. When you see the girl is saying these things, you're changing your energy or vibe. Because she's now said that, you're saying, oh, it's a date, I don't want all these complications. You just don't let that control what you want. Do you see what I mean? You lead, you take control of the situation. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I was stuck on that for a long time too. And to be fair, I still am. With some of the girls I meet, I get stuck right at the very end when I should be taking them home or I should be doing something with them, and I just get the number. Or, you know, I just fuck it up. But it's about not thinking and just trying to be really know what you want. What do you want from the interaction? Because if you don't know what you want, then nothing's going to come of it. Because there, it's like what Corey was just saying, that they'll sense that hesitancy in you. They'll just smell it, you know. And, you know, it's like people know when you're upset. People just smell that vibe, that energy off you. And so when they feel that you're unsure or something about something, they're going to feed it to and they back off. I mean, it happened to me on New Year's Eve, you know, as well. I was talking to a French girl and she didn't speak any bloody English, and I just kind of got a bit awkward. I was like, well, I don't know what to say next to this woman. And so she kind of like stopped smiling and we just stood there, and I said, look, you know what, I'll see you later. And I walked off. It's kind of a whole process, mate, but I think just got to figure out what you want on that date. If that girl's out on a date with you and she likes you, well, she's there with you, isn't she? So just let happen what you want to happen. Say, like, okay, I want to kiss this girl, you know, and kiss her, or if the moment's right, but don't plan every single move, I guess. Just kind of let things happen. Be comfortable with whatever you want to happen, happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
it really is getting out of your head, stop thinking, and start being and just appreciating and enjoying every moment that you have, no matter what you're doing. All right, Ryan,
yeah.
You want to add to that?
I was actually going to pretty much say that. Because it sounds like you're putting a lot of pressure on, like, whatever the situation is, instead of really, like, enjoying and being grateful for what you have so far. Because if you don't enjoy the process, you're just going to keep on getting your head and beating yourself up about it. Like, why this go wrong? It's a stupid rule. Whatever.
Continue
you thinking, well, what is she thinking about? Or, you know, why is she putting, you know, or you're going to be thinking and analyzing everything that she says. And that's, you know, you're just shooting yourself in the foot by doing that. Every thought, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Yeah, you might as well just drop You might as well just drop your fucking grenade on your foot and be done with it.
I just want to, you know, really, really ensure that I understand it, and of course it's totally true. But it's not like in real time I'm thinking that. That's not how I work. Like, actually, I'm having lots of fun. It's like, it's not that I'm getting better at being in the moment, etc. And I know this is the key. I'm like, That's true and that's great. It's not that at that moment that's what I'm thinking about. But like when we're talking now, it's like, actually it's when I write the journal, so I look back and think, huh, what happened there, what happened there? It's then that I really start to think. And I think it's okay because you need to look back a bit to see where you are and compare it to where you want to be.
All right, well, was that information helpful?
Yeah, that was great. Thanks, thanks everybody. It was really great information, and thank you very much.
Okay. All right, who else do we got on? That hasn't gone.
Hey, Corey, I'll chip in real quick. I'm outside Montreal. I'm getting frostbite. I got to drop off soon.
Okay.
I actually have one quick question. I won't get into too many of the success stories, but... Actually, you always use the term associates, and I fucking love that because I always, like, there was always a problem, like, friends with benefits or fuckbuddies has such a bad connotation in society now. So, or at least, like, the reactions I've got from it are, like, people call each other, like, whores, like, man whore or slut, and... Associates, for me at least, was the best reframe. And I finally, like, started out my dating life. And I'm, like, I would have never believed it before, but I have 5 associates in my life right now. And I guess the only problem I'm having is keeping it. Well, let me ask you a question. Did your girls know about each other?
Some of them didn't.
What was the situation with the ones who didn't?
My big thing that I always did with my thing that I always followed by don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
That was my philosophy. Don't ask, don't tell. what I'm doing when I'm not around you is none of your business. And there's no point in talking about it because when I'm with you, I'm with you. So
right.
I know a lot of times, you know, if a girl brought it up, oh, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm going out with friends. I'm going out with a friend of mine. You know, she's taking me out to dinner. You know,
well, if they say something like, if you're having sex with other girls, this can't continue. Like, I pretty much said in the beginning of it, like, okay, so let's just assume that I am, and I don't want to really dwell on this or bring it up or have to, like, tell you every new relationship I have or whatever's going on, but you know who I am. And I almost feel the need to, like, re-access that because it's getting, like, to the point where it's more serious, and I don't know how to bring it up again without burning a bridge. Does that make sense?
I mean, how often are you seeing this girl?
Right now, probably like once or twice a week.
Well, why do you feel that you need to bring up seeing other women?
Well, we're like, we've been like close for a long time. I mean, I say that I only see her that often, but. We're in contact a lot more. So, I don't know if you heard me before, but it's because she kind of she alluded to the fact that, like, if I'm seeing other women, then this can continue.
Okay.
Or something like that in the beginning. I just told her, like, assume that I am, and then we just kind of kept on doing what she's saying she wants or what she's saying her rules are aren't the same as what she's actually doing.
Right. Absolutely. Which is typically why women don't care if you are seeing other women. They just don't want you to rub it in their face and they don't want you talking about it.
I don't want to talk about it, but
don't talk about it. You know, I mean, the way I would handle that situation, dude, is I would plant seeds in her mind to let her know that you're seeing other women. Like, talk about a story. Yeah, you know, when you're talking to her next time, just bring up, you know, something related. You know, you guys are talking about ice cream, and yeah, I remember, you know, a couple weeks back when I went out with this, you know, this girl took me out to ice cream or get ice cream or whatever, blah blah blah, and tell the story or whatever.
Well, yeah, I do that, but I don't take it to the extent where it actually seems like I'm doing anything with the girl.
That's fine. I don't think you need to. Unless she comes out, if she comes out and says, "Are you sleeping with other women?"
Well, look at it this way. Like, I was out for with sushi at one time, I remember, and I was like, this other girl was texting me, and she saw, like, me looking at the phone every once in a while, and she's like, "Oh, who's that?" And I'm like, "It's a friend." And she actually tried to take the phone from me. I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing? like, it's not your business, mom." I'm like, "This isn't okay." And it's just kind of, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man. I mean, trial and error, go fuck up, and you'll learn your lesson.
Dude,
you've got five associates. You're on your own, dude.
Thanks a fucking lot, Corey. I'm gonna hop off the call then. I'll let you know how tonight goes. Yeah.
I can't really talk. I've been in a million and one different scenarios, and you're going to be in another 100 million scenarios. So every one of them is going to be different. You know, the biggest piece of advice that I can give you to walk away with on this one is, dude, just whatever you do, just own it and be comfortable with it. Own it and be comfortable with it. And things will be fine. You know, I wouldn't really stress it. This is how fucked up our, you know, when our thoughts, how strong our thoughts can really influence situations. You know, you can be in a situation with a girl and you can be, you know, say you're exclusive with this girl and you go off and you cheat on her. Well, when you cheat on her, you start thinking, "Oh man, the girl's going to smell the other girl on me, and she's going to smell that, she's going to do this, and she's going to read my text messages or whatever." Just by thinking those thoughts, it's going to basically force your thoughts to become real. If you own it and just you're like, "All right, well, I did it, cool, whatever," and just own it, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
You there?
It only becomes
a big deal when you make it a big deal. You know, if it is something that you feel that it's morally wrong and it's against your own personal morals, then stop it. And you want to salvage it, and you don't want to destroy the relationship, then stop it. Yeah, but that's for you to decide.
All right. And I don't feel like my morals are at stake, because I really don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong here.
Well,
her lack of clarity is kind of making the situation different than it could be, you know.
Right. I mean, the thing is girls will typically intentionally oversee shit like this. They don't want to see it. They don't want to know that you're seeing other women. They don't want to know you're having sex with other women. But at the same time, deep down within her, she's kind of more attracted to you because of the possibility of you sleeping with other women. She'll never admit that, but it's true.
Tune in next time for more from Sky Lifestyles. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.